This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were talking right at the end of the show yesterday about how consumers are slowly but apparently surely starting to feel better. The whole vibe session giving way to vibe expansion thing. Well, while the vibes as we shop are getting better, the vibes in the office Zoom are still kind of off. According to some new data out from Gallup, only one in three American workers say they are engaged with their job. Less than half say they know what's expected of them at work. And apparently, the most bummed out are middle managers who report more burnout and work-life balance issues than anybody else. Why? Marketplace's Matt Levin, most definitely not a middle manager, has this one.
Okay, so being a middle manager has always kind of sucked. The execs above you get access to the corporate jet and big expense accounts. Meanwhile, you're the one that has to tell your direct report that clipping their toenails during a meeting is grossing out all the other team members, even if it is over Zoom. But to quote the Don Draper Mad Men School of Management,
that's what the money is for!
Gallup chief scientist Jim Harder says, sure, compensation matters.
But it's not going to make you clear on your role. It's not going to make you feel like you're recognized for good work.
He says remote work has made things worse for managers and their subordinates.
Managers, when you have people in person, you can all the informal conversations that happen that might clarify expectations more quickly.
Plus, even if it does pay more, being promoted into a management position often makes the work itself less satisfying. Laurel McKenzie is a behavioral scientist at the business coaching company Coach Hub.
They may be doing less of the technical work that they were doing when they were an individual contributor. So they're doing less of what they love and managing people doing the things that they love.
McKenzie says part of the growing dissatisfaction in middle management could also be generational. Millennials are getting well into their 30s, and now they're becoming bosses themselves.
I'm in my mid-30s. Like, what does that mean? Like, what am I doing? What am I doing with my whole life? And you start asking yourself all these big questions.
Questions like, do I really have to respond to that Slack message at 8 p.m. about the nail clipping drama? Adam Waits at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management says to make middle managers more engaged in a hybrid work world, we should allow them to unplug.
How do we let people go home from work at a reasonable time, disconnect at a reasonable time, not burden them with emails on the weekends, on vacations, after hours?
Which is easier said than done. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.